The Pentagon is the world's largest office building, 6.5 million square feet, 30,000 people, more than 17 miles of corridors. But it was built with just 3 street doors, each one of them opening into a guarded pedestrian lobby. I chose the southeast option, the main concourse entrance, the one nearest the metro and the bus station, because it was the busiest and the most popular with civilian workers, and I wanted plenty of civilian workers around, preferably a whole long, unending stream of them, for insurance purposes, mostly against getting shot on sight. Arrests go bad all the time, sometimes accidentally, sometimes on purpose, so I wanted witnesses. I wanted independent eyeballs on me, at least at the beginning. I remember the date, of course. It was Tuesday, the 11th of March, 1997, and it was the last day I walked into that place as a legal employee of the people who built it, a long time ago. The 11th of March, 1997, was also, by chance, exactly 4.5 years before the world changed on that other future Tuesday, and so, like a lot of things in the old days, the security at the main concourse entrance was serious, without being hysterical. Not that I invited hysteria. Not from a distance. I was wearing my Class A uniform, all of it clean, pressed, polished, and spit-shined, all of it covered with 13 years' worth of medal ribbons, badges, insignia, and citations. I was 36 years old, standing tall and walking ramrod straight, a totally squared-away U.S. Army military police major in every respect, except that my hair was too long, and I hadn't shaved for 5 days. I was right on time. I had a 12 o'clock appointment and matters to discuss with a particular colonel in a third-floor office in the C-ring, but I was certain I would never get there. To walk head-on into a hard arrest was a pretty blunt tactic, but sometimes, if you want to know for sure whether the stove is hot, the only way to find out is to touch it. The guy at the desk didn't ask my name, partly because he had been briefed, presumably, and shown photographs, and partly because my Class A uniform included my name on a nameplate, worn, as per regulations, on my right breast pocket flap, exactly centered, its upper edge exactly 1/4 inch below the top seam. 7 letters. Reacher. Or 11 letters. Arrest me now. The guy said, Colonel John James Fraser is in 3C315. You know how to get there? I said, yes. 3rd floor, C-ring, nearest to radial corridor number 3, bay number 15. The Pentagon's version of map coordinates, which it needed, given that it covered 29 whole acres of floor space. The guy said, Sir, you have a great day. And his guileless gaze moved past my shoulder to the next in line. I stood still for a moment. They were tying it up with a bow. They were waiting for me to prove my intention. They were waiting for me to step through the turnstile and into the labyrinth. Crossing the line would make it real. Maybe there were jurisdiction issues. Maybe lawyers had been consulted. Fraser wanted my ass gone for sure, but he wanted his own ass covered just as much. I took a breath and headed deeper into the building. I used the E-ring counterclockwise and turned left at the first radial hallway. I used some stairs on the D-ring and went up 2 flights to the 3rd floor. I turned right into radial number 3. I made it to the C-ring. The air smelled of uniform wool and linoleum polish, and very faintly of cigars. The paint on the walls was thick and institutional. I looked left and right. There were people in the corridor, but no big cluster outside Bay 15. Maybe they were waiting for me inside. I didn't turn. I stuck with Radial 3 and walked all the way across the B-ring to the A-ring. I waited there until I was 5 minutes late. Better to keep them guessing. Maybe they were already searching. I took a big breath and pushed off a wall and